In local news, the Queensland government has announced $129 million in funding for over 260 new ambulance officers as part of the upcoming state budget. Queensland, which has the busiest ambulance service in the country, will see new ambulance officers begin later this year, including in regional and remote areas. This comes as the state experienced its highest number of Code 1 incidences, the most critical and life-threatening incidences, since the Queensland Ambulance Service began, with more than 147,000 incidences attended to by ambulance officers. Queensland offers the only free ambulance service in mainland Australia. State Premier Stephen Miles said the announcement ensures the Queenslanders have greater access to quality health care no matter where they live.
A new study by Local Search has found that Queensland ranks number one in the country in preventative care for children receiving medical subsidies and third for diagnostic care. The study, which investigated healthcare data to find which states would have the most dental care services for child dental benefits schedule recipients, found that Queensland holds a higher than average rate for examination services and was the best in the country for providing access to preventative care with 4,152 care services per 100,000 people. The Northern Territory ranked the lowest in the country, with dental checkups half as accessible for NT children and preventative care three quarters below the national average.
In national news, Defence Force Minister Richard Marles has announced New Zealanders living in Australia will soon be able to join the Australian Defence Force in a bid to increase military sign-ups. New Zealanders, who must be permanent residents who have lived in the country for more than a year, will be able to join the ADF from July. Permanent residents from the UK, US and Canada will also become eligible under the same conditions from January next year. Recruits would be expected to become citizens after 90 days of service thanks to a fast-track citizenship program. Miles had claimed the recruitment change was essential to ensure the ADF can meet Australia's security challenges across the next decade. Opposition Shadow Defence Minister Simon Birmingham said the changes were only needed due to the, quote, failings of the government.
Emergency services were called back to Wollan, a suburb in Sydney, after local residents reported smelling gas this morning. Concerns over the odour following a deadly house explosion on Saturday afternoon caused by a suspected gas leak, which killed one woman and injured five residents. New South Wales Fire and Rescue arrived on site at 8 a.m. to investigate the cause of the odour, alongside gas company Jemina Energy and the local council's rapid response team. According to the response team, official gas readers have yet to detect any gas, so residents can remain at ease for the time being.
In international news, authorities in China and Hong Kong have reportedly begun surveilling and arresting dissidents before the 35th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. The event, in which Chinese soldiers met peaceful protesters with extreme violence, is banned from public acknowledgement in China, and memorial events previously held in Hong Kong have now also been forbidden. Human Rights Watch claimed that several individuals connected to the remembrance of the massacre have been placed under surveillance or moved from their homes, while police in Hong Kong have arrested seven people for publishing content with seditious intent ahead of the anniversary. Acting China Director at Human Rights Watch, Maya Wang, says the Chinese government is attempting to erase the memory of the Tiananmen massacre but cannot extinguish the flames of remembrance.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
4ZZZ.
Hey, this is Andy from the Paradigm Shift on 4ZZZ. Just sending